The Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center highlights action being taken for the rapid identification and containment of New World screwworm cases with the goal of its eradication from the United States. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
USDA confirmed the first detection of New World screwworm in the U.S. June 3rd in the umbilicus of a three-week-old calf close to the Texas-Mexico border. Swine Health Information Center Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says New World screwworm has been identified in the U.S. in the past and has been under observation and monitoring since 2024.
There has been historical evidence from USDA that New World screwworm can be eradicated from the U.S. This was done primarily in the 1960s for all the U.S., and then there was a very localized outbreak in the Florida Keys in 2016 and 17, which was also eradicated. USDA is employing a lot of different methods, specifically sterile insect technique, which is geared at the release of sterile male flies that breed with the female flies and lay eggs that are not able to hatch. In addition, they are also doing monitoring and surveillance through fly traps. They also are able to tell wild versus released flies by their dye that's been applied. And then increasing observations and surveillance of animals, along with movement controls. All of these things are being utilized to reduce the spread, to maintain it, and to remove it in populations as best they can. At this point, it really is important to monitor and observe your animals daily for signs of New World screwworm infestation, such as a wound that does not heal, shaking or biting, shaking their heads or biting at wounds or scratching at wounds, but also seeing a wound that may have larvae or eggs near that. So it's very important to be able to identify something that is not normal with your animals. Also, it's important if you do suspect a case to alert your herd veterinarian, and if you don't have one, work with your state veterinarian to be able to assess on a case-by-case basis.
Further information, including links to a New World screwworm fact sheet and Schick's monthly swine health monitoring updates, can be found at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.